WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Nowadays, there's not much of a correlation between the box office receipts from a film and the sales of its soundtrack album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of three current soundtracks, each of which he says contains some pretty interesting music. Here, for example, is the title cut from the soundtrack album from the movie Twins. If one knee is good, then two is better. Well, I can't complain, 'cause I'm ahead of the game. We split the pain, double the pleasure. I'm starting to feel life gave us a deal. No, we're not just your average family. Got benefits most people never see. And if I had a chance to live again, I wouldn't want it less. I was your twin. United, outside of me.
The presence of rock music in movies is now taken for granted. Even more than that, placing rock songs in a movie has become an essential way of selling both the music and the film to consumers. Billboard magazine pointed out in its year-end issue that three soundtrack albums, Cocktail, Dirty Dancing, and More Dirty Dancing, spent more time at number one than any other records in 1988. A new batch of soundtrack albums has just been released. They haven't been around long enough to prove their commercial success or failure yet, but three of them contain interesting music that can stand apart from its presence in the movie theater. The current hit movie Twins stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. There's a big, glossy title tune for this movie that pairs another odd couple, Little Richard and Philip Bailey, formerly of Earth, Wind, and Fire. There are songs by performers ranging from Bobby McFerrin to Jeff Beck, but the best piece of music is performed by a group familiar only to hardcore rap fans, the 2 Live Crew. They weigh in with a very clever remake of the old Coasters hit, Yakety Yak.
Behind your dad's back, you roll your eyes. Going splatting and scheming and planning lies. But you're always doing things to make him mad instead of doing right for good old dad. So tell your friends you're not hanging out. Just do as I say, 'cause I'm the man of the house. You better act like you got some sense, man.
Don't you give me no dirty look.
The 2 Live Crew from the soundtrack to Twins. In contrast to that album, which uses the old Saturday Night Fever strategy of featuring a slew of different performers, the soundtrack to the new film Beaches features only its star, Bette Midler. The surprise is that this is nothing less than Bette Midler's best album since her 1971 debut, The Divine Miss M. Midler has always been one of the mysteries of the music business. How can so talented and intelligent a performer have made so many bad records? Midler's earlier albums were eclectic to a fault, aimless in their confusing variety of styles. Beaches is another potpourri of pop, but this time around, it works. From the One reason I think this album is so strong is that Bette Midler is singing in character. In Beaches, she plays a blowsy, aggressive, would-be star, and that's the way she approaches each song here. The result is a more unified style than Midler has demonstrated in the past, whether she's singing the rock oldie I just played, Under the Boardwalk, or a gentler song such as I Think It's Going to Rain Today. This Randy Newman composition has been recorded by everyone from Judy Collins to Peggy Lee, and it's usually been sung as a baleful dirge. Midler's interpretation, however, is less despairing and more matter-of-fact. She denies the melodrama built into the lyric and as a result makes the song more moving.
Kick it down the street, that's the way to treat a friend. Bright before me, the signs implore me, help the needy and show them the way. Human kindness is overflowing.
Finally, there's the soundtrack album to a film now in limited release called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. That's not me trying to get funky. That last word is spelled S-U-C-K-A. The movie is a spoof of those black exploitation films of the early 70s like Superfly and The Mac. Writing a soundtrack to even a parody of this genre must have been intimidating, since this area of filmmaking has yielded such wonderful music as Curtis Mayfield's score to Superfly and Marvin Gaye's work on Trouble Man. The Gap Band wrote and performed the title song of this new film, and they've come up with a song that is both amusing and honorable to its tradition.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Whether or not you know you on the eve of destruction, you don't take no Einstein to figure out that. Well, you've been peeping and hiding, slipping and sliding, living in vain, selling that crack, and that's a natural fact. Well, I'm gonna get you, sucker, dirty mother.
Don't you say that.
I'm gonna teach you the crime, just don't pay.
This is Fresh Air.